This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The average American farmer is 57 years old. For decades, young people have been leaving the family farm for more lucrative, maybe more glamorous careers in the city, while much of the land they've left behind has been bought up by huge agribusinesses or sold off to real estate developers.
But a new kind of agriculture is luring a new kind of farmer back to the land. Here's an example. Riverview Farm in Georgia. You're about to hear farmer Carter Swansea, followed by his son, Wes.
I had been in the livestock business here for many years with feeder cattle and hogs on a conventional operation, and it had gotten in the late 90s, mid to late 90s, that you just couldn't make it.
I mean, I left the farm for 10, 12 years, school, you know, but finally just, you know, there's just too much potential not to come back and do something.
So they basically came home from school and said, Dad, I think we can raise local food coupled with a sustainable way of continuing to farm was what started our transition from conventional agriculture back to a, well, I like the word sustainable better than I do organic.
That clip from a new documentary called The Greenhorns, which premieres tonight at the Brattle Theater in Harvard Square. It's the work of an organization by the same name, Greenhorns, that seeks to promote and support the work of young farmers practicing small-scale sustainable agriculture.
Severin von Charner Fleming directed and narrated the film. She farms in New York's Hudson Valley, but hails originally from Cambridge, and she's back here for the premiere of Greenhorns. Welcome to Radio Boston, Severin.
Thanks for having me.
Well, also with us is a young man on his own farm. He is Chris Yoder. He grows an organic vegetables on the 5-acre Van Garden Farm in Dover, Massachusetts. And he's also on the board of the Waltham Fields Community Farm and very involved in the movement that Severin is documenting. Chris Yoder, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Severin, so let me just start with by asking you, in the context of your film, who is a greenhorn?
So a greenhorn is a new entrant into agriculture. The USDA defines it as a beginning farmer if you haven't done it for 10 years.
There's an actual USDA definition?
Yeah, there is, and it comes with some funding implications.
Okay, well, we'll get to those implications in a second, but continue to tell me, like, is it a particular type of person that whether was in farming or wasn't beforehand and is just sort of attracted to the back-to-land life?
Well, greenhorn used to be a derogatory term. Often the term was applied to new immigrants. As we know, this country was made of immigrants, and many people came here to farm, and that was an opportunity to stake a claim in the American dream. Many of us are coming from non-farm backgrounds as well as farm backgrounds, starting new businesses and reinterpreting existing businesses.
Well, we've got an example from your film of the type of person you're talking about. Let's listen to a little bit. This is a pair of young farmers. They grow and bake their own wheat and therefore bread in West Virginia.
I'm Joel and this is Katie Wolpert. We met at college in Pittsburgh. We went to the same school and we ran on the same cross-country team. So we met probably before school started our freshman year at a barbecue. She was wearing yellow corduroy pants. The day we moved here, we started digging up the yard with a shovel because we didn't have any other way to till, and we still don't.
All of our friends basically said they had the same goals as us. They're like, man, we want to be farmers. That's awesome. We got to grow food. But nobody wanted to leave the city.
And Severin, Joel, a little later in the film, tells you that he actually majored in industrial design in college and originally had no intention to become a farmer, right?
Well, it turns out that we have many English majors, engineering degrees, environmental science. Many people are leaving school, finding themselves overqualified for the economy in which we find ourselves. But sometimes we are underqualified for the work at hand. So the Greenhorns organization has really been a network of support to people as they try to match themselves to that task.
Chris Yoder, let me turn back to you. I hear that you're an Ivy League grad, but what drew you into farming?
Yeah, I think it's useful to understand the people who are coming into it more from the point of view of why they chose to do it and also maybe why they stick with it, because I think after you do it for a while, you have to have some pretty good reasons for sticking with it. And, I think that a lot of the folks that I meet in the movement are doing it for some of the reasons why I started. And part of that comes from an awareness of feeling that our world is kind of going off a cliff here. We are living in a very socially unsustainable and ecologically unsustainable world. And we're in need of a kind of an economic conversion, or some people call it transition. But we need to transition ourselves to an economy which is compatible with ecological survival, social justice, and basic democracy even. And I think that's, if you scratch below the surface with a lot of these people, that's what you're going
to
find.
So a true sense of wanting to do something and maybe an impassioned idealism, is that what you see that you're doing, is sort of putting your ideals to work?
Yeah, I'd say, there was there's something called direct action in political movements, and you could think of these people as picking a career path that involves them in daily direct action.
Well, what I really found was kind of compelling about the film Severin is that, don't take this the wrong way, but all the farmers that you interviewed, and you interviewed a lot of them, they're young, they're impassioned, you hear their idealism, like Chris was sharing. They're also kind of dewy-eyed, they know it's tough, because farming has never been easy, but they're not going to give up. And there's another clip that I want to play from one of the particularly compelling characters that you have. His name is Ataris Fleming, and he's an 18-year-old young man who raises cattle, hogs, and okra on family-owned land in Mississippi. And the reason why I want to play it, because he's talking about how farming isn't easy. It's hard, and a lot of his friends didn't want to get into it. So let's listen.
The way it is now, no one wants to do it. All they want to do is wake up, eat, get back in the bed, and talk on the phone. No one wants to work. And see, that's not going to work. Not around here, anyway.
Come on in now.
It teaches you how to grow up and be a young man very fast. Because, that's all you're around. Working. You don't have time for any selfish foolishness.
Don't have time to go out to drink at the end of the day or meet up with your friends or have a party or anything like that. Severin and Chris, feel free to jump in here. Did you find that a lot of young farmers, they get into it because they're idealistic, but then they meet the reality that Ataris was describing and then just leave farming because they are green?
I'll let you talk about that, Severin. You have a broader viewpoint.
Well, definitely staying with it, and Chris was talking about the motivation. You have to be pretty motivated to bend down and stick your fingers in the planet all day long, especially weeding and in hot weather and hauling vegetables that aren't worth very much, and picking and bunching and washing and chopping and hoeing. That motivation comes, I think, also with the quiet time. Yes, it's hard work, but it's also tremendously meditative, and you may be bowing yourself to the ground and, yoked to your chores, committed for the season, committed to a place, but you're also free to spend a lot of time thinking and have a kind of a self-determinism, self-determined mind that I would say is a major part of the endurance that you need.
Hey, Chris, farming is on the downslope as a whole in the United States. It's one of the reasons that Severin was saying this is such an interesting movement that some young people might be going back into it. Farmers have long been losing money. The land they leave has been aggregated into big corporate farms. Have you found it difficult to maintain financial stability in your farm when you don't maybe get enough federal funding as you might otherwise hope for?
Yeah, well, I think what's shocking is that these little farms are pretty economically viable. They're not going to attract venture capital because they're not going to be maximally profitable, but they will provide median wage and without any help from anybody, never mind the federal government. So with one proviso in New England, I think, which is the access to the land, I think that's nobody's going to be capitalizing land on what they can make from farming it. So I think that's a good message for everybody to hear that, it's we have one little solution, and I think that's what's real attractive. about it to a lot of us is it's a real life.
Well, Chris Yoder, he grows organic vegetables in Van Garten Farm in Dover, Massachusetts. Thank you very much. And Severin von Charner Fleming, director of Greenhorns, which is premiering at the Brattle Square Theater. Thank you as well.
Thank you so much.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.